Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in. Hour number 3. It is The Odd Couple. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means
wow,
you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. Rob Parker and Kerry Rhodes filling in for Chris Broussard, who's on vacation all week. And, you know, we got to see a lot of football on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Christmas Day. Yeah, so it's all kinds of stuff. But we're going to revisit. We talked about earlier in hour number one of the program about Brock Purdy and his blown opportunity to really, which I think if he would have won that game and played well, would have been his MVP. Oh. I think it would have been almost impossible not to give it to him.
For sure.
And now, you know, it's to me, he fell out of it because – if you do, you still have the McCaffrey people who are there. Mm-hmm. So that's going to take away from votes from him. Yep. So that's what happens, too, when you have teammates. When Shaq and Kobe play together, you know what I mean? You split the votes.
That's
so usually you don't. Somebody doesn't win, and you always ask, Shaq and Kobe
and then
not
winning? Steve Nash winning it.
Exactly. I saw in baseball where Daryl Strawberry and Kevin McReynolds in New York both had great years, and they split the vote. And Kirk Gibson batted .280 with like the worst numbers ever for an MVP.
Yeah.
But that's what happened because the vote was split. Mm-hmm. So, but I thought last night, even with the poor performance of Brock Purdy, that Lamar Jackson was clearly the best player on the best team. And I was not taking anything away from that fantastic defense, which was tremendous.
Yes.
Could have had 6 interceptions. They didn't drop a couple. But Lamar... you saw it out there. He's a special player. He does stuff that nobody can do. And if you're not watching that and you don't realize he's the best player on the best team, that's what an MVP is.
And that's I guess that's our reality, right? We live in a world where there's so many things going on at once. And so many people can have their own, you know, ideas about or surrounding certain things and be really strong on it and have a case for it, right?
Sure.
That's our life. That's what we live in. But if you watched the game last night and had any inclination of it being anyone else besides Lamar Jackson, which obviously McCaffrey's a good player.
I think
it's great. But on that day, watching all those guys, all these Pro Bowlers, all these Hall of Fame players that are on that field last night, the one that stood out the most was Lamar Jackson.
No doubt.
And so that lends for me to speak about what he's done. And, you know, people talk about the stats, like Richard Sherman or somebody talking about the stats and stuff. This guy, if he was stat hunting, if he was hunting
for
that,
easily.
All those one-yard touchdowns that Gus Edwards has in this season, oh, that could be Lamar running quarterback sneaks like Jalen Hurts does in Philadelphia, right? And so the number would be close to 40 touchdowns.
Exactly. Don't kid yourself. If he wanted to be that guy.
I can be that guy.
And be a stat patter, he easily can do it. It's not that important. They don't want him to get hurt.
They don't want him to get hurt, no.
Down in there, there's no reason. And Gus does a fine job at getting in the end zone. It's different if he can't get in.
Sure.
He can get in.
He can get in.
So why not? He's given those up because they're not that important
to
him.
No.
And they also, they have a defense where you don't need to throw the ball 40 times a game. They're not behind.
I was just about to say,
that's
the other part, Rob. They're not behind. So they're always running their offense
at a
clip that's more, you know, it's just like it's just a method of operation that they have that's so just we do what we want to do.
And they run the ball, which, again, you eat up chunks of clock. You're not getting the ball.
And a lot of possessions.
And a lot of possessions because you might take 8 minutes
that's a good point.
To score a touchdown. That's you know what point. I mean? Like that, like you're not a three and out or you get another ball, another possession, you throw a long touchdown, you get it again. Like there's other guys who could put up numbers.
Yeah.
They don't play like that. I don't know if people are watching closely. This guy's the MVP of the league.
Yes.
Before last night, Chris and I I said if he outplays Brock Purdy and they win that game, he's going to be the – like this was – reminded me of baseball season. Ronald Acuna and the Braves came to L.A. to play the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And it was between him and Mookie Betts.
That's right.
You remember that?
I do. Yeah.
Ronald Acuna went off.
Yes.
Hit like 4 or 5 home runs at Dodgers, like swept the Dodgers. Got a hit almost every time up. And when he left L.A., he was the MVP.
He's the MVP. 100%. Yeah. And I mean, it's and the other thing about them and Lamar in general is just look at the camaraderie and how he uplifts and brings everybody else with him. And the people on his team are now on an active campaign saying he is the MVP. And they're trying to push that agenda on us anyway because they, number one, know that. That's to be true. But now, when you bring somebody up and you bring guys up the way he has, it's time to return the favor. And they're doing that as well in favor of their MVP candidate right now.
Right.
I love it. I mean, I love to see. You know, I know him. I've known him as a kid. So
I was going to ask you that. Give us a pull the curtain back a little bit. And you've known him for a long time.
I know him as a kid. I went to talk to the team the year he won the Heisman, before the year. And I was sitting there, and I'm talking to all the team. And we knew he was going to be good. We didn't know he was going to be Heisman
good. Right.
But he was sitting there as I'm talking, legitimately soaking up the conversation.
Right.
After I got done, out of all those guys, it was two guys that stayed and talked to me after, asking me more about what I was talking about and what to look forward to in the next level.
Right. And it was Lamar
Jackson. Jair Alexander.
Are you serious? And look at
like,
those
that's how great. Like. That's how you know when you talk about the cream rising to the top and really knowing that their potential is more than where they are. Seeing him from that point to where he is now, I can't help but root for him. But also, his play is doing the talk.
Right. You're not like trying to big
100%.
Up a guy who's not really, you know what I mean?
I'm just giving backstory on it, but I always knew he was going to be this guy.
And here's the other thing that I don't understand. They're putting up his stats from when he was a unanimous MVP and say, well, but when he won the MVP before, he had all these dude, that's not what – why are you going to that?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to put up identical numbers to win the MVP. Chris and I talk about it all the time. The year, I think the second one, when Aaron Rodgers just won these last two MVPs, the second one.
Yeah.
Tom Brady had better stats.
Yeah.
But – Aaron Rodgers beat better teams in better situations, you know, like in circumstances. You look at the entire thing. Look at how they've annihilated and beaten all these good teams.
Yeah.
It ain't a Dak Prescott situation where they can't beat anybody good, and yet he feasts on all these bad teams.
Yes.
Go look at who the Ravens, when the Lions came to town. You remember that was
another
their litmus
blowout.
Test. A
yes.
blowout.
Another one.
They're like 7-2 against teams over 500.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 of those 7 wins, 2 touchdowns or more. Like that's how they've done these teams.
And Lamar against the NFC is 19-1 in his career.
Is it 19 or 20 now?
It might be 20 now.
Yeah, because I think it was 19-1. I saw that graphic last night.
Yeah.
20-1.
No. He doesn't just beat them. He beats them bad.
That was a beatdown, man.
Yeah.
anybody who thinks Mike Florio, we talked about from Pro Football Talk, who said they were going to get the ass kicked out of them, and he looked at it and he took a calculated guess. He was like, they're flying from the East Coast.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to leave Christmas Eve to go on a cross-country flight.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas, the people in San Francisco are home in their beds, and they're having Christmas with their families. They got it all. They're mapped out, ready for the Ravens. And boy, were they in for a rude awakening.
You know, that part's not even like a real advantage. Because if you're at home on like Christmas,
it's chaotic.
It's chaotic. You're with your family. You're getting ready for the actual Christmas stuff. And you may try to put it off till later. I played on Christmas a couple of times. We played the Cowboys. The Cowboys flew over to play us in Arizona. Man, they whooped us pretty bad. I mean, it doesn't matter about being
home. At home and all that.
That's actually probably a disadvantage. So, yeah, I mean, and Mike Florio, I think he was just saying all that stuff for likes. He didn't really mean it.
He couldn't have meant that. I just didn't understand, like, when he really disrespected, like, Mike Florio knows football.
Yeah.
That defense you're going to disrespect? And then Vegas, talk about being, Vegas had them 6.5 point underdog.
Yeah, I think it went down like 5.5.
Did it? Because so many people were probably
around
betting,
game time. Yeah.
People were probably betting like crazy. So they wanted to recoup, you know what I
That's
mean, as much as they could.
Yeah, yeah.
But almost a touchdown? I'm like, you know, a normal wager for a home team is for them to be -3.
Yep.
That's the normal. Yep. And then it flucked from there. But when I saw 6.5, I'm like, I'm taking the Ravens +6. Ain't no way that defense is going to get torched the way that they made it.
I took that with myself, and I don't.
Right, but you knew that.
Oh, of course. I was like, there's no way. I said, they might lose. They might lose, but they ain't losing close.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I thought, okay, could they lose a close game? And it wouldn't be the end of the world
to
go to San Francisco and lose on the road to that team.
No.
But my God, and I just don't know. And I want to hear from people. Kerry and I are lockstep on this. Lamar is the MVP.
Yeah, for sure.
Best player on the best team. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to call your show, Monty, on Saturday. Even if you don't pick up, I'm still going to call. But we want to hear from you. Where are you? Are we crazy? Are we Meshuggah that we believe that Lamar Jackson is the MVP? Talk us out of it or agree with us and give us more ammo. You can either pick either side. If you agree, tell us why you agree.
Yeah.
And if you don't, tell us why. 877-99 on Fox. We're going to get as many people as we can in on this. 877-996-6369. It is the Odd Couple. On the day after Christmas, Rob Parker, Kerry Rhodes, and for Chris Broussard, we want to hear from you. So you know what you need to do. Stick and stay.
America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! There you go. That's the soulful sound, man. I can't do it like you, man. Are you kidding? It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio on the day after Christmas. A Trash Talking Tuesday coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker and Kerry Rhodes, the former safety. Did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. We're talking about Lamar. Kerry and I are in lockstep on this. He is the MVP after that performance, which was suitable for framing last night on a Christmas night in front of NFL America when he drubbed the 49ers. And Brock Purdy.
Yes. We got some callers that's going to talk about this, I think. So, yeah, let's see. We got Tony from D.C. Where do you stand? You're on with the Odd Couple, brother.
Happy holidays to my main man, Rob Parker. Proud to be part of Parker's platoon.
My man. What's up, Tony?
Kerry, welcome to the Odd Couple, the most real show in all of sports history.
I appreciate that, brother. Thank you.
Yes.
With that being said, no way, no how.
Wow.
Rob Parker in this. Rob Parker, you are to be a prisoner of the moment. Rob Parker, you are a prisoner of the moment. You're the biggest contradiction in sports history tonight, my brother.
Wow.
Look, if he has a bad 2 weeks after this, and let's say the real best quarterback in all football, and don't play no laughter, Dak Prescott.
Thank you. Thank you. I know you want something. You still drinking eggnog from the other day, huh, Tony? You still got eggnog.
Rob, you my man. Happy holidays.
You too, my man. Appreciate it. He already knew don't play no laughter because he knew what
he
was coming.
He already knew what was coming.
Right.
He threw out Dak Prescott.
877-99 on Fox. Please, did he watch the Miami game and did he watch the Buffalo game?
He didn't watch either. No.
He couldn't have.
He was with my buddy over in what he said, what was he in West Virginia? What was the guy who called in earlier?
South Carolina.
He said he wasn't watching any of the games.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's where he was.
Oh, Minnesota. Right. Minnesota.
Right. We got our next caller. We got another Tony. We got Tony from Milwaukee. You're on with the Odds Couple, brother.
Yeah. How y'all doing? Happy holidays.
You too, buddy. How are you?
Great. Listen, I'm going to say it. Lamar proved the point without saying he was going to prove a point. He naturally made his case. Naturally, meaning, you know, he do what he do. Every time. Now, if they give it to somebody else, it's BS or it's a shame because he should just automatically get it. Now,
best player on the best team, and what a performance with everybody watching. And you know they wanted to have a coronation for Brock Purdy last night.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, they wanted either McCaffrey or Purdy to win the thing anyway. So, neither one of them did anything, so that knocked them out the box. We can't even say nothing. We can't even talk about Dak Prescott.
Nah.
I don't even know your name.
Tony, where are you from with that accent?
I'm from the Detroit area.
There it is.
Milwaukee. Oh, God transfer. Stuck in Milwaukee.
I hear you. Hey, have some beer and brats, all right? Thanks, Tony. 877-99 on Fox.
Man, we got another caller. We got a caller. His name is Coach from Nashville. How you doing, brother?
What's up, Coach?
Yo, my brother's from another mother. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I have to hear from – I've got my own show on Sunday mornings on radio and all that stuff and social media with Corey Harris, Super Bowl champion with the Ravens back in 2000, 2001.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I have to hear about the Ravens every week. He's never not picked against them. But here's the thing. It's almost, at this point, a process by elimination, right? Because it's not going to be Patrick Mahomes. Of course, it's not going to be Joe Burrow. Of course, it's not going to be any of these. It's not going to be Jalen Hurts. It's not going to be Tua. You know, it's not going to be Tariq. It's not going to be any of these guys. So it's the process of elimination where, yeah, Lamar, and last night was great. I watched every minute of that game, man, and I loved watching him play. But here's the thing that bothers me is they picked the winner too soon. Because, yes, if it's a regular season award at this point with them playing the Dolphins in Baltimore this week and then they play the Steelers, so that's their final two games of the season. It's an in-season, right? If it's in-season, then yes, he's it. He's the MVP of the league. But then you and I, we all know, guys, what's happened to him when he's gotten to the playoffs.
No. We can't do that.
Don't do that, Coach.
We're not talking about that. That's a cop-out to talk about his playoffs. Well, you know what? They did the same exact thing, Kerry. You ready? To the Joker. They denied him his third MVP in the NBA, right?
Wow.
Because he's had bad playoff runs. And guess what? Not only did he not win the MVP, then he went on and had a historic run in the NBA Finals and won the championship.
Yep.
And they held that against him and why they didn't want to give him three MVPs in a row.
That's right.
Don't do that to Lamar.
Come on, Coach.
Coach, you know better than that.
Hey, that's my point. they give – and listen, I'm going to ask you guys, is it a in-season 17 games?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we can't talk about it now. I mean, we're not going to wait till the last minute.
But do the playoffs mean anything?
No. That's why you have an MVP in a Super Bowl, because you win that.
Well, you know why? I love you guys, so we'll agree to disagree.
All right, Coach, thanks for the call. Thanks, appreciate Coach. It. 877-99-FM. I mean, what did I say? 99.
FL, huh?
99 or Fox. That's right. Get off my radio, Coach. Get your own show.
Hit him with the Kawhi.
Which one you like better? Kawhi? That's a good one. Kawhi.
That's a good one.
I had never really heard him talk, and when he did that, I lost it when I first heard it.
It was crazy when I first heard it, too. I was like, that can't be real. I thought it was dubbed or something.
Yeah,
that was
him.
That's him. Well, we got another call. We got Albert.
I'm a fun guy.
Why? It doesn't even sound fun. I'm a fun guy.
No, it is.
I'm a fun guy.
It is the opposite of being a fun guy. We got Albert from Riverside calling in. Welcome to the Odds Couple, brother.
What's up, Albert?
Hey, what a coincidence. Kawhi's from Riverside, too.
Very nice.
All right. Kerry, Rob, I'm with you guys. Yeah, I was a Tyreek Hill guy most of the season, but last night, Lamar, he just controlled the whole game. Nick Bosa and Chase Young just couldn't get home. They were shaking their heads, and Lamar literally ran that entire game.
100%. Albert, if you watched that game and you didn't see what Lamar did,
right?
I mean, what game were you watching? He was spectacular last night.
Yeah, that was a great game. Like the pass rush couldn't get home. The corners were shaking their heads. Like he was an artist. It was.
Nice.
Yeah, he's the MVP.
No doubt. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. All right. Sean. Is that Sean in Sacramento?
Yep.
You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Yo, Margo from another mother, Mr. Kerry Rose. Well, I got time to do a quick little trash talk. It's perfectly for this segment.
Go ahead, real quick. Do it. Yes, do it.
I'm trashing the San Francisco 49er fan. They're ready to sex the halls with votes for Purdy. But today... It's a silent night. I've heard silence about the four interceptions. I've heard silence about Brock Purdy's MVP talk. I've heard silence about him being on par with Joe Montana. Matter of fact, it's so quiet in San Francisco right now, you can hear a mouse urinate on the spot they cleared in the trophy case for Brock Purdy's MVP. Even the Niners fans thought they were the big bully on the block, but got socked in the face by the real MVP, Lamar Jackson. Left them with a red nose like Rudolph. All of a sudden, Niner fans are reaching for an excuse. It's the defense of the Baltimore Ravens, like they just started playing defense yesterday. Oh, it's because they drop passes, but they don't give credit when they all of a sudden run a five-yard screen for 47-yard touchdowns, do they? Brock has the best offensive coach, the best players in the NFL, so stop with the excuses. Brock better than Lamar? No way, no how. Bandwagon Niner fans. Stop it!
Wow.
Nice, Sean.
Sean, right okay, there. That's Sean. Our guy, Sean in Sacramento. Monty's in tears. Monty, yeah, you need a tissue?
Yeah, she's not doing well.
Here you
in
go.
The other
Here
room.
You go, Monty.
I what? Do not. First of all, I'm watching this Detroit game, fellas, so it's the worst time to cut to me right now because Detroit's trying to snap their 26-game
What's
losing
the score
streak.
There?
They're losing. Brooklyn just hit a three, so Detroit losing by 538 seconds to go. Listen, I am just saying that... Yesterday, Brock had a bad game. Lamar is fine. He had a great game. But the MVP of the season for me, it's not because of one game. It's not going to be Lamar
no,
now.
No, that was the icing on the cake because they matched up together yesterday. And you can't tell me, Monty, that if Brock would have played a great game, he'd have been the MVP.
Well, I haven't thought it's Brock. I have been since like week three. I've been like, it is McCaffrey. He has been the most consistent player alongside Tyreek Hill. Both of those have been outstanding. No other quarterback has dominated this entire season the way those two have dominated at their position with their team.
So you're telling me that the best player on the best team, have you watched how they have dismembered? I'm talking about the Ravens. Go look at they've beaten.
But again,
and the scores that they've beaten these teams by.
They also struggled against the Rams. Like, here's the thing: their defense has always been good. That's not the question. I'm with you guys on that.
No,
but defense definitely was a huge part last night in picking apart one of the most efficient offenses we have seen this season.
But did you also see? You cannot remember. They didn't win on a defensive struggle. They won. They were up by three touchdowns.
They
and
were.
I get it. You could get the ball back. They didn't run it in for
a
touchdown.
No. Yeah.
You know what that mean? They got the ball, but they didn't run it in.
The Ravens looked the Ravens as a team looked way better than the 49ers yesterday. As a team. To me, Lamar didn't stand out. He's great.
Wow.
He's fine. But he didn't stand out to me. Christian McCaffrey alone had more rushing yards than the entire Baltimore offense on the ground.
But Christian McCaffrey did not stand out in that game.
He did not.
And yet, he still had over 100 yards on the ground and a touchdown. He still was...
You know what they call those? Garbage yards.
But he was still the Christian McCaffrey.
You know when the
McCaffrey.
Game's over? Oh, I'm sorry.
But it wasn't when the game was over.
No, they'll let you run, you know, when they want to eat the clock up.
When he scored, the game wasn't over. When he got through everybody, and nobody could stop him, the game wasn't over.
Okay.
What about Lamar's big scramble? He got 40 yards to get the field goal.
Then,
that stood out,
and
right?
And he also had intentional grounding in the end zone.
The referee tripped him.
That's right. The referee tripped him. All right, Monty, let's get caught up. Monty Bolaños, let's do it.
Goodness. All right. So back to Detroit, fellas. Back to Detroit. Brooklyn is taking some free throws. So less than 30 seconds to go. Detroit losing by 5 to the Nets. Cade Cunningham has literally tried to put the team on his back. He's got 39 points and 9 rebounds, and they just cannot get closer than 3 or 5. But 30 seconds left, and Bogdanovich just fouled out for the Pistons. So we'll see what happens there. Magic officially beat the Wizards 127-119. Hawks up on the Bulls 69-64. About 5 minutes to go in the third on that one. Andre Drummond, 16 points, 17 rebounds for the Bulls. The Pacers are beating the Rockets in Houston 78-71 halfway through the third quarter. And the Grizzlies are currently losing to the Pelicans 61-58. 7 minutes to go in the third. But Ja Morant was the Western Conference Player of the Week after coming back and leading the Memphis Grizzlies to 3 in a row, but right now losing by 3 to the Pelicans. The Thunder holding on to their lead over the Timberwolves 70-64 early in the third quarter. The Jazz are beating the Spurs 79-72 halfway through the third on that one. Victor Wembanyama, 12 points and 3 blocks so far for the Spurs. The Nets have just scored some more, so now they're up by 7 to the Pistons in Detroit. Again, about 28 seconds to go. A little NFL news for you. The Jets have rolled out quarterback Zach Wilson for Thursday's game at Cleveland due to concussion protocol. Trevor Siemian will start once again. The Browns have placed quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson on injured reserve due to a hip injury, so they signed quarterback P.J. Walker to the active roster. Browns have also rolled out kicker Dustin Hopkins for Thursday's game due to a hamstring injury, so Riley Patterson will assume place kicking duties. The Steelers have announced that they're going to stick with Mason Rudolph as their starting quarterback for Week 17 against Seattle. They're evaluating the status of quarterback Kenny Pickett every day. He is close to returning from his ankle injury. And the Minnesota Vikings announced that they have not decided who's going to be their starting quarterback for Week 17 against the Packers. And unfortunately, they will be playing the rest of the season without tight end TJ Hawkinson, who suffered a season-ending ACL and MCL injury. Lamar, right now, is not the MVP in my eyes. I guess he can sway me the last 2 weeks. I'm sticking with Christian McCaffrey.
I don't think he can sway you, Mom.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I don't think it should be a quarterback. I just don't think it should be a quarterback this year.
You got the best team, the best player on the best team. What do they got? Three losses, right?
They would be
fourteen and three.
Yeah.
I'm talking about they'll be 14-3, and you'll go, you know what, Lamar, I was wrong.
No.
And it's okay.
No way, no how, man. Right. I'm telling you.
All right, I appreciate it, Monty. Have a good night.
You too.
It is The Odd Couple coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Now it's time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right. It's Trolling or Rolling. It's your favorite weekend radio host, Martin Weiss, on a Tuesday, illustrious segment. If Rob and Carrie like the story that I read, you'll hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, like Monty saying Lamar Jackson didn't impress her yesterday,
I got to
troll that.
Oh, man. Hey.
All right, but Rob Parker, let me ask you this real quick. Because the Jacksonville Jaguars have been in a tailspin. It's been a disaster. It's been pretty doggone bad. And Trevor Lawrence has now gotten hurt in three consecutive games. Earlier today, Doug Peterson said that Lawrence had diagnosed with a sprained AC joint in his right shoulder after being injured Sunday loss to the Buccaneers. He doesn't expect Trevor to practice on Wednesday. Rolling or rolling, it might be time to shut Trevor down for the season.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
They got a chance to win the division. I mean, I don't think you could do it. I mean, if he can't really play, Kerry, then I would get it. But if you could fight through it, you got a division on the line. I don't think they could just shut him down and say he can't play.
Well, I understand why you're saying trolling, but I'm actually going to roll with it.
They see me rolling.
You got to put the best players on the field. Obviously, he's not playing that way right now, and you can see it. You can see the ailment starting to mess with him a little bit. And that right shoulder, if it's got an AC problem, I've actually been a part of that. We had Brett Favre 1 year. He tried to play through some shoulder stuff.
That was with
stuff.
The Jets. Well, we remember that. They were 8-3.
We were 9-3.
And didn't make the playoffs.
Because he tried to play through it. So I'd say shut him down.
All right.
Trolling or rolling on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. The Raiders had an opportunity the last time they fired their head coach to hire interim coach Rich Bisaccia full-time. Instead, they chose Josh McDaniels, which was a worse disaster than was happening in Jacksonville over the last four games. They installed Antonio Pierce as the interim head coach. He's 4-3 right now. McDaniels was 3-5 in this season. Raiders still in playoff contention. Trolling or rolling, Antonio Pierce has earned the full-time job as the Raiders head coach.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I know they beat the Chiefs, but did you watch the game? My God. A couple of Christmas gifts, and then they couldn't get a quarterback to get a completion in the last three quarters. But they did win, and he's in, I believe he belongs in the consideration and should get a real interview and be up for the job, but I'm not handing him the job. Not yet.
Yeah, no, I got to agree with Rob. I'm going to say trolling on this one as well.
Hey.
Yeah,
hey,
I love
hey,
it.
Hey,
I,
hey,
And I love him. I love AP. I think he's done a great job, but he needs to finish out this season. If he closes out and they make the playoffs, maybe I'll change
story,
it.
Yeah.
But right now, I'll stall for a minute.
All right, trolling or rolling, Fox Sports Radio. Now, on the Odd Couple, here's one guy that is not pausing or stalling, but, for my money, I think he's lying. All right, Aaron Rodgers floated the idea that it was not his idea to join the 53-man roster, which obviously required somebody to get cut. He went on Pat McAfee's show, of course, and said, quote, "I asked to be put on injured reserve, but then there was a conversation. Do you want to practice? I said, not at the expense of somebody getting cut. I know how this works." So I don't know why he would have joined the active roster then if he says he knows how this works. But Rob Parker, trolling or rolling, Aaron Rodgers is lying right now.
I'm trolling that.
Oh, man. I think it's easy to say that.
This is the same guy who was the backup quarterback who got him the job to, the kid who played for Zach Wilson, who had, what was his
Tim
name?
Tim Boyle.
Yeah, who had one touchdown and 13 interceptions at UConn. He got him that job. So, you know what I mean? Like, that was an Aaron Rodgers guy. I don't believe that he's trying to push the guy out of a gig by being on the roster and that he's lying about it. I think the Jets had to have come to him and say, we want you on the roster in order for you to do this. And he rushed back to try to get healthy to play. So I guess once he did all that, they just said you should be practicing.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to say trolling as well.
Oh, man.
It just doesn't sound right. Lying about? What does he have to lie about?
Yeah, there's nothing to
lie
about.
He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. There's
nothing to lie about there. But, yeah, it's unfortunate. Obviously, there is a numbers game in the league. And so, yeah, somebody's going to be demoted, put on the back burner. But I don't think it was Aaron's choice to do that.
And then they said the guy got paid anyway, didn't he, Monty? That was the story that Martin, they wound up paying the kid anyway. Yeah. So what's the difference? I don't know.
The difference is one guy's out of a job and one guy can't play right now. But I got to take my last remaining time to go ahead and trash the Detroit Pistons, who set the league record right now for most consecutive losses in a season at 27 in a row. And I've watched this team play about 10 games. There's no end in sight to this thing. Look, earlier today, Sportsbook BetOnline.ag removed the season win total for the Pistons because too many people were betting under five. Too many, they were taking too much money. They had to take it off of the board.
Under five for the season they took off? That's unbelievable.
Rob, they're 2-27.
But they're going to win five games. Did you get any money on that?
No, I didn't put any money down on that because the ineptitude is as hard to imagine. But then when you actually watch the game, it's like, man, I don't see an end in sight to this losing streak. If they couldn't beat Utah, who at the time had two road wins and Lauri Markkanen was sitting down, they might not win again.
They're not winning the rest of the year for sure, but I'll say this. And this is – Monty Williams, if he wasn't attached to that contract, he would be fired. Like, there's a disconnect here.
Yeah.
Because you got to either totally get rid of the roster or there's no way you could bring him back like with the same group of people. So there's a disconnect.
Yeah, and that's two stops in a row for Monty Williams.
Right?
As good as a dude that he people proclaim him to be, something's going on because he had to fall out in Phoenix with DeAndre Ayton and those guys, and there was a disconnect, and now it's happening in Detroit.
And now it's in a bad way in Detroit, and they got a 6-year contract. He's the highest. How do you make a guy, and it's for real, for both of you guys, how do you make him the highest paid coach in the history of the NBA when he comes to you? I get you're a bad team. You paid a bad team tax, so I get that.
Yeah.
But he comes to you without winning a championship. Like, he don't even have any hardware.
Yeah, you're right.
He was in Phoenix. You look at the team that he had.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, his situation is tough. It's tough for him, for sure, because you bring him in. You had a guy that was very sturdy there. Who was the guy?
Toronto.
But yeah, black coach.
Dwayne Casey.
Thank you. You have Casey there who was starting to seem like he was getting through to the guys and didn't give him a chance with a full roster, a full healthy roster to do it. You bring in Monty Williams and – it's not looking good, man.
Martin, should he still be coach? Yes or no?
Absolutely not. Look, Rob, think about the last time you failed at something 27 times in a row.
That's fun.
Like, just think about that.
That's when they didn't renew my contract at ESPN. Is that right?
No, I'm just saying. So he's got experience with right, it, Martin, exactly. Is what he's saying.
think about how that's Oakland A's level bad.
No, like, I know. It's bad.
It's Bobcats level bad. This is a franchise. There's only a handful of franchises in the NBA that have won multiple titles. The Pistons is one of them.
No, I know. The Pistons are a proud franchise. Let's not get it twisted. They're 100%. All right, Martin, thanks. Trolling or Rolling and Martin's radio show is every Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 Eastern. Is that correct?
You got it. Kerry Rose knows. He was there.
I hosted with Martin.
I never missed the Martin and VJ show. I never listened to it, so I never missed it.
I was about to say, you missed my time, nigga. Yeah, got it. Get it. Got it.
All right, Martin. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Yep, no doubt. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We're going to put a bow on this bad boy. Yes. And Steve Kerr, can you please stop crying? I mean, really? We're going to talk about that.
Be nice to Steve.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, day after Christmas, man. Rob Parker, Kerry Rhodes, thanks, LeBron. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios on this Trash Talking Tuesday. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Kerry, I don't know. You know, yesterday the NBA, big, you know, Christmas Day used to be big until the NFL started playing games.
I know.
That changed everything, but yes. It was all the NBA games and the Warriors. Steve Kerr, not happy they played Denver.
Yeah.
And the Joker, like, didn't shoot well from the field, but he had 18 free throws.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Kerr was not a happy camper.
I have no problem with the officials themselves. They're all across the league. We have really good officials. I have a problem with the way we are legislating defense out of the game. That's what we're doing in the NBA. The way we're teaching the officials, we're just enabling players to BS their way to the foul line. If I were a fan, I wouldn't have wanted to watch the second half of that game. It was disgusting. It was just, you know, just baiting refs into the calls, but the refs have to make those calls because that's how they're taught. So I have a real problem with the way we are. We've legislated defense out of the game in this league, and the players are really smart in this league. And for over the last decade or so, they've gotten smarter and smarter, and we have enabled the players, and they are taking full advantage, and it's a parade to the free throw line, and it's disgusting to watch.
That's nice. He didn't say that when Steph Curry wasn't being pushed around, and, you know, like defensively, like they stopped that.
Yeah.
You can't bully people. You can't touch them. You can't do anything.
Yes.
You can't defend people.
No.
Okay. So that's why guys were able to get a loose, and you were able to win championships. You have a great. I'm not saying Steph Curry couldn't get a shot off, but if he was playing during the Detroit Pistons days when they were physical, it would be a different. He would be beat up and nicked up and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, it'd be a different story.
It would be a different story. It's a different game. It was okay when they couldn't defend your guys. They can't defend anybody. It's easy to score in this league. What do you want? Which one do you want? When it's beneficial to you, your players, and your team?
Of course.
Come on, man. What? Like, this is new? He said it's been going on for 10 years, but did he say that during the press conference after they won the NBA Finals and say, this is disgusting?
Of course
this
not.
Is terrible. They can't defend Steph Curry. What? Of course he makes threes, like going out of style. You can't defend anybody.
Yeah, I think it's the brand of basketball,
Come on, man.
No, I think it's a brand, though, Rob. I agree with what you're saying, yes. It's always when it's convenient when coaches speak about
that. Because they lost and they weren't happy. Right, anyone happy with the Joker getting all the free throws?
Of course,
right.
But the flopping is, I know they've tried to take it out the game. They've actually, I haven't even seen them call it here since probably the first two games. But the flopping penalty they would give.
No, right.
They only did it for like two games. That was it.
And then that was it. I get it. It's easier to score in the NBA than ever before. And I don't disagree, but you're 10 years too late,
right,
to be belly aching on a Christmas Sunday after the Joker, who's one of the best players in the league, happened to take advantage of. He couldn't shoot, yeah, right? And he decided, I'm going to go to free throw line and get my point.
And Joker had been complaining coming into that game about not getting the call. So if you're a superstar player in the league,
man,
is talking about not getting called, they're going to call it as well, too.
No doubt. All right, Kerry Rhodes, my God. Thank you for being here.
Always.
Thank you for bringing some insight and telling people like Monty Bolaño something about football. Where is she? Is she just up the way? I was just giving you the business, Monty. Yes. But the Pistons, congratulations for being consistently bad and setting a record for the most losses in the NBA.
Just ineptitude.
Is that terrible?
Just ineptitude all around.
All right, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon are next.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico.
Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.